Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, the pigskin pickoff. Rob and I actually tied last week, 2-3. This spells doom for Rob because he usually gets out to a hot start, 5-0, 4-1, and still loses. So you know he's in trouble when he starts 2-3.
Maybe it's just changing around a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, we only had one pick the same.
Which one was that? Tampa Bay?
Four. No, yeah, one? Tampa Bay and Dallas. But we split the four.
We split the other ones, huh? Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. Quickly, Rob, I got the longest yard on. Look, one of my favorite sports movies is The Longest Yard, both the original with Burt Reynolds and the remake with Adam Sandler. You on board with that? I thought those were both of them were great.
No, those are great movies, both of them.
Yeah. They did a good job with the remake. All right, so we got Aaron Rodgers, of course, bad opening weekend, not just for him, but for his team. One of the first plays of the game, he throws to Christian Watson, rookie receiver, and hits him perfectly. Doesn't have to break stride, in the hands. Doesn't have to, like, stretch out for it's just right. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better thrown ball. And he dropped it. And then Rodgers iced him. The young man never saw another target the rest of the day. Now, in fairness to Rodgers, it ain't like Christian Watson is the number one receiver. They had other places to go. All right. So he was throwing to other guys, but I don't know. It seems like he doesn't get another ball thrown to him. It seems like Rodgers was exercising some tough love. And that did not sit well with Sean Payton, the great coach with the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl winning coach. Who knows? Maybe coaching the Cowboys next year for all we know, Rob. But anyway, Payton was on the Herd earlier this week, Rob, and he went in on Aaron Rodgers. Here he is.
Drives me crazy. I here's the thing. I didn't think he played well. I didn't think Aaron played well. But ultimately, when you watch that game, if you looked at the offensive and defensive lines, the fronts of both teams, I think that battle was won on both sides of the ball by Minnesota. And then the rest was a byproduct of what we saw in the game. So one quarterback was under duress. The other had more time. All the other things then become more problematic when you're losing that battle up front. But yeah, I agree with you. And then after the game, we go to the interview in the locker room. And the very first question posed to Aaron was about bouncing back. And he referenced the first play of the game, the drop pass to the rookie. And I thought, come on. And I like Aaron Rodgers, but I didn't like what I saw. Yeah. And I, the whole pregame with the Zen stuff, just like, enough. I want to see, every once in a while, all of us need to be checked, don't we?
All right. That was Rob Sean Payton on the Lindsey Rose podcast, not the Herd. That was my mistake. First of all, and you can go off, Dennis, you. I got to give Sean Payton credit, Rob, because we see a lot of former coaches, former players, particularly coaches who intend on getting back in the game. They mince their words. They don't speak their mind. So I will give Sean Payton credit in that, in being critical of one of the top players in the league, top players ever. I give him credit for that.
Yeah, I wasn't moved. I don't think he said anything that was earth-shattering. Everybody does it differently.
You don't think he was critical of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I said I don't think it was earth-shattering. It's easy. They lost. He was bad. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a touchdown. That's easy. That's easy to just pile on him and say.
Well, he didn't pile on him for that.
Well, I'm just saying
he piled on him for going at his
But the tone of everything. If they would have won the game and Aaron Rodgers did the same thing to that kid, it wouldn't be looked at that way. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that he wouldn't have done that.
If they would have won the game and Aaron didn't throw to that kid who dropped a 75-yard, perfectly thrown ball, I'm not saying everybody's different. Some people want kid gloves, and some people don't want you to know you're in the NFL now. You can't drop that, okay? And if you keep doing it, you won't be around. That's how it is. What does the NFL stand for? Not for long. And we've seen it. That kid who dropped the interception that Matthew Stafford threw to 49, he's out of the league, Chris.
Jaquaski Tartt.
He's out of the league. Is that cruel? Is that unfair?
I agree with you on
that's all
that.
I'm saying.
Like, there's really no right way. I mean, the right way will be shown.
Yes.
Right? Like if this kid
is better
than
right.
You know what? I'm even going to say this. If this kid can't recover from this,
then he wasn't going to be good anyway.
Right. And he says it's because, or other people say it's because Aaron, iced him after he dropped the pass. Aaron maybe didn't talk to him for a day or two at practice. I don't know, whatever. Then that's the kid's fault. You do have to be able to handle that. All right. If you want to be a professional football player, you got to be able to handle people doing things like that, all right? So I'll give you that. I don't know that there's any right way, better way.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
Like, some guys are going to be like, the next possession, they're throwing it to you to show you, look, I still believe in you. And I'm cool with that. That's fine, right? And then some guys are going to be like tough life. Like, dude, this is the NFL, Doc. I think the kid's from North Dakota State, too. Right. Like, this ain't Division I.
You just got a great opportunity. You're playing with one of the greatest quarterbacks who's played. You got a 70 to start your career. I believed in you to give you a bomb, Chris. Go right. Right.
I
could have made you on your first throw in the NFL, right? Like, oh my God. Like, that could have changed his career, Chris. That's
Rob, I told you the story of how when I was an intern and my first article I wrote for the Plain Dealer and the assistant sports editor went off on
me. He was like, this is terrible.
Yes, he was. He was yelling right. at me. People in the newsroom heard it.
You were like, oh, God.
And I had to either man up.
Right. Or roll
or
into a ball.
With my
right.
tail between my ears. You know, like and I honestly, this is a good lesson for the young millennials or whatever they are, generations, the X. Because this is a more sensitive generation and you can't be too harsh. Don't be too mean. I don't, that's not life to me, Rob.
It's not.
You have to be able to fight through adversity. I'm thankful for the adversities I've had to fight through. I didn't like all of them. You don't like, who likes adversity?
Nobody. We'd all but love to have an easy it. Life. It doesn't right. work like that. It just doesn't. I'm with you.
You learn from it. You grow from it. So I'm not going to kill Aaron for this. I think Christian Watson has to man up. Sure, he could do it a different way, Aaron, but look, it's fine. The bottom line is you do what you, it's like Trey Lance, we're saying. We're saying, look, you can't just keep patting the dude on the back. You got to get the job done.
You got to make plays. And right. and Chris, we talk about it all the time. The NFL is about making plays. It just
right.
is.
Right.
It
right.
really is. It's you can sit here and talk about all the other things. You're put in position. You got to make some plays. And if that kid works on his game about the next time Aaron Rodgers throws me a pass, I'm going to catch that bad boy.
Right.
Then the job has been, then you've done it. Or he goes, the next 10 catches, Chris, without a miss. Then you've driven home the point.
Right.
Dude, this is not Pop Warner. You're in the yep. NFL.
You know, even at the younger levels, you get yelled at. You get, you know.
If Aaron niche, went off on him on whatever. The sidelines, Chris, I'd have a problem with that. You know what I mean? Like if he was screaming at the guy or whatever. No, you don't have to do that. But he's like, you didn't earn another ball.
Right, right. Now, so I don't know how far Peyton would go on Rodgers. You know, Rob, I've talked about, I do think that Aaron Rodgers, you know, in their degrees, all right, but I do think he lacks some of the intangibles that the absolute greatest have. Like you think Joe Montana's the GOAT. I think Tom Brady's the GOAT. I think most people would say those two, right, are in the discussion. They weren't the most talented physically. They had intangibles. They were leaders. They could galvanize the locker room. They could get players to believe not only in them, but in themselves. They, you know, their play, you know, improved in the big moments. You know, they were clutch, things like that. Some of those are things I do think Aaron Rodgers lacks. And I don't know if Peyton was going there, meant that, whatever. But I think those are, like, that's why we've all said it. He could be, I think, right, him or Peyton Manning is probably the greatest regular season quarterback ever. But Rodgers hasn't gotten it done in the postseason, and I think some of that is because of a lack of some of these intangibles. Even like running, like 2 years ago in the playoffs, right, didn't run for it on that third down when he maybe could have scored in the NFC title game, or certainly got to the 3-2-1 yard line, and he didn't, you know, and then he didn't say, I can't remember who it was we had on that said some quarterbacks will say they got that stature to say to the coach, no. Less
Greg Jennings, I think.
Was it Jennings? Yeah. Obviously Rodgers has that stature, but he didn't say it to Matt LaFleur, who was only in his second year as a coach. Heck, Russell Wilson didn't say it to Nathaniel Hackett. So I think some of those, and this, I'm with you. I don't know that this is an example of that, because I think both the tough love approach and the kid gloves approach can both work. And hopefully this tough love approach works with this kid. But, yeah, I think that's my take on Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for me to say he did win a Super Bowl. I know it was 10 years ago, but it's not like he never won. I think I would have more issues if he had never won despite his regular season. And I'm not going to recount the ones. The last couple of years, he hasn't played well. But there were other situations, Chris, where the defense gave up 40 points or onside kick in Seattle. I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses. But I can't sit here and say he doesn't have the intangibles to win, because he did win. And a lot of great quarterbacks only win one, a lot. And unfortunately, because of the way football's played, the league, it's not as easy as you – we could have more guys with just one. Dan Marino was a great quarterback, never won. Peyton Manning only had one, and then he got the gift at the end. Right,
you got the four.
Yeah, got the gift at
the
end.
That's the thing. And he's got the one. So you can't say he can't win. But to me, and again, you know what we say, Rod. When you look at the all timers, you nitpick because they're all great.
No, I get it.
But the fact that he's only been the one is also like kind of like wow. He as great as this dude was, he's in the starting for 15 years. And only got to one. Now I'm picking him to get to it this year.
It'll be interesting to
and
see.
We'll see.
Yeah. And I think long term, and obviously it's a long way to go, but the way he finishes up might determine if he wins one on the way out or wins two on.
Because
he would have all those numbers. He'd be say 2-0 Chris in the Super Bowl. People could live with that. I mean, they would be like,
all
oh,
the
yeah.
MVPs.
Exactly. Got four, no, it, right? It would yeah, one a, more a, Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Winning would change the narrative on him.
Will work wonders for him. Yep. No doubt about it. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Does Aaron Rodgers lack the intangibles of some of the other all-time great QBs? Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob and Alex, I got to tell you this. I got a text from a longtime loyal listener. Always listen. He never calls in. I want you to call in, my man. He never does, but he's always texting me throughout the show. Great brother. And Alex, he said the music is fire tonight.
My guy.
So I got to give you love. That's from the ATL, too.
Hey, about time somebody respects it.
Chris, can I just say that it's a bad thing when we have listeners who say that the music is great and says nothing about the show?
I know. Well, he listens every night. He loves it.
I didn't hear him say, you know what, Chris? Your take on Aaron Rodgers was spot on. No, he's like, yo, Alex is killing the game. The rest of you guys.
They know the talent.
Rob G always hating. See?
Yeah. And that was your buddy Chris used to go to Magic City with, right? From Atlanta?
Never been there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Never been there before.
Never?
Believe that? Never.
Rob, I thought we saw the picture of Chris in the bathroom in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
It said most dollars spent on a Tuesday.
That's right.
Never once.
Wow.
All right. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Aaron Rodgers and the intangibles. Does he have them? Does he lack them? Or you can comment on how he's handling these receivers this year, too. What do you think?
All right, let's kick it off with Dan in California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Dan.
Well, how about Ken in California?
Ken.
Mistake. Right. This is a problem. Sorry, Ken. Ken in California. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I just want to congratulate you on 4 years.
Thank you.
My hat's really off to Chris for, you know, staying married for 4 years because Rob's about 10% right and Chris is 90% right. So you guys figure that out. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, you know, great, great regular season quarterback. I got nothing against him, but you know what? he's got just as many Super Bowl wins as Trent Dilfer, as Nick Foles, and, you know, they dog him. And Jimmy Plunkett, they dog him. And, you know, if you listen to Skip Bayless, they dog him Matthew Stafford for winning last year. If you got that many.
Yeah, but stop. Let me stop you. Let me stop you. Everybody, I heard for years, Dan Marino's the best quarterback. I don't care if he never won a Super Bowl. I don't care. He didn't have a good team. People went and died on a hill for Dan Marino. Stop it. He at least won a Super Bowl. He at least won a Super Bowl.
Rob, you always say anybody can win one.
No, but my point is, Dan Marino didn't win one.
Nobody considers him the GOAT.
Am I right?
Like, he's not even in the discussion.
He used to be in the conversation.
He used to when the discussions weren't that often. Remember, you got to admit, these last, 10, 15 years, GOAT talk, you know, people didn't talk like this about all who's the GOAT.
No, my point is that there were people who would make an argument for Dan Marino. That's my point. Sean in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, you guys. You know, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks, but he is missing something a little bit. And I think he caught the Steelers when they didn't play their best game that day.
Oh, stop. Come on, man. Did you watch his run through the playoffs? Stop.
Well, this guy, you know, he's still missing something. You know, and this guy, is, you know, he's always dating these celebrities. He's
okay, that has nothing to do with anything with football.
Rob, I would say this. Don't you think, and I'm not saying he's not likable at all, but there are some guys just have something that people like them and follow them. And I don't think Rodgers has that. A lot of people would say, I wouldn't say it. I don't necessarily really dislike him. But a lot of people find him arrogant, and he is arrogant.
Can I tell you this?
Just feeling him.
Before the whole vaccination thing, he was on Jeopardy, which is one of the most iconic game shows, and got an opportunity to do it. And some people thought he did well. I'm not saying he was as great as some of the TV people have done it, Alex Trebek. But you don't get that opportunity if they think that you're not likable. That's to do a game show. And before the whole vaccination thing, they were thinking, like, this guy could replace Alex Trebek. So I kind of disagree with you. I'm not saying everybody's an Aaron Rodgers fan, but he would have never, Chris, been in that situation if they thought he was that polarizing. He's become that.
I just think, yeah.
He's become that. Like, would you agree with that?
Yeah. Like, he's doing a lot more press.
He's become that.
Traditional. Yeah, now it's like he's showing more of his personality now, and that's what's turning some people
right.
off. But yeah,
but before
back
that,
then, he didn't see as much of
no.
it. I'll give you that.
Yep.
But in the locker room, guys saw it. And I'm not saying his teammates didn't like him, but some guys, you know, Rob, you're a people person. Everybody's not like that.
No, I know.
I think there's some of that there, too.
Right. All right. You ready?
All right, we got our man Lamar coming up in a moment. Can't wait for this one. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff. Presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as we take you live all the way up to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's presented by BetMGM. Speaking of BetMGM, our man, our myth, our legend, the BetMGM Director of Trading. Great to have him back for the whole football season. The man, Lamar Mitchell. What's up, bro?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Man, doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just getting ready for another weekend. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So take us there. But before we look ahead to Sunday, we got to start with last night's game between the Chiefs and the Chargers, of course. Look, it was reported before kickoff that 80% of the money bet at BetMGM was on the Chiefs.
Including my money. Okay. Sorry about that.
So the Chargers scored a touchdown in the final seconds to cover the spread. How big of a swing was the late touchdown for you guys?
I'll tell you what, we you're right about the money, but we had a six-figure bet late on the Chiefs' money line. So we also had a late six-figure bet on the Chargers plus the points. So it was not a good decision for us last night because both of those guests won both their six-figure bets. So we were, you know, praying for that field goal and the onside kick, and unfortunately we didn't get it.
Wow. Yeah, that was a tough one for me. That backdoor cover really hurt me.
When it was 10, I was thinking, I was saying it's going to be backdoor cover. Yep.
You know it, yep. All right, the Colts opened up at 5.5-point road favorites in Jacksonville, but that number has been bet all the way down to 3.5. Did the tie last week against the Texans scare bettors that much?
You know, this game is, it's funny you should ask, because this game is even as far as the ticket counts, but the sharps are on Jacksonville. So, you know, that's why the money's that's why the number's moving down. The sharps are definitely on Jacksonville looking at this and taking it into no account about what happened last year in week their last matchup last year.
Now, Lamar, the Commanders opened up as 2.5-point road favorites in Detroit. But as of this morning, the line had moved to Lions -1.5. I don't think the Lions or the Commanders are what you might call public teams. So that had to be the sharp money that moved that line, right?
Actually, no. It's just the market for that game right now. That's where it's at. We haven't had a lot of interest in this game so far. Most of the money has, like you say, most of the money has been. It's about 2-to-1 money for us in this situation, but not a lot of money moving on either side from the public or the sharps. Just that's where the market is on this game. And so, you know, this is the first time the Lions are going to be favored in a while. So, Rob, you remember this last time they were favored?
I think you were working in Detroit.
Yeah, bro. I think I had just started there in 1993. When was
Barry
it?
Barry Sanders was running back, huh?
Right. How long has it been? Do we know?
24 games.
Is it really? Right? Wow, 24 games.
Is that a record, Lamar? I mean, probably not, but God, 24 games.
Unbelievable. All right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a long time, right?
The Patriots are 2-point favorites in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. But I'm looking here as the total. Last week, the Patriots defense only gave up 13 points to Miami. The Steelers forced Joe Burrow on the 5 turnovers. What kind of action are you seeing in this total game come Sunday?
All the money is on the under. It's about 5-to-1 ticket count in the under. Sharps are on this side, too. And as far as the public, we had one of our big casino players laid 6 figures with the Patriots, but everything else is coming in on the Steelers from the public.
All right, the Rams, let's go to them. They opened up as 13.5-point home favorites against the Falcons, which seemed really high to me, given how bad the Rams looked against Buffalo. And, you know, Atlanta looked pretty good against the Saints, even though they lost. That line has since been bet down to -10. Do you think maybe you guys made a mistake setting the line so high?
Mistake? What's that? We're just trying to lure everybody in with some juicy numbers
right,
here.
Right.
But, you know, at 10 right now, we're getting good two-way action. And, you know, like you said, the Rams, the Falcons, the Rams begged up. We don't know what's going to happen with Stafford. So maybe that number was a little soft. But, you know, right now at 10, we're getting a solid two-way action on that number.
Packers laid an egg in week one. We know that against the Vikings, even though the Vikings at the last minute became the favorites. What was it just because of some injuries there? And because it switched from Packers were 1.5-point favorites to, you know, -2 for the Vikings. But anyway, they're still going off as a 10-point favorite on Sunday at home against the Bears. Does that line say more about the Packers or the Bears, and what kind of action are you seeing on that? I know the Packers are a favorite, right? National favorite.
So actually, what that line says is the Packers still, you know, as Aaron Rodgers said last year, that he owns the Bears, and not a lot of people are giving this Bears defense any credit what they did last week against the Niners. But, you know, we expect more and more Packer tickets to come in, and that's why that number might be shaded a little bit higher, even though right now early money says that everyone's liking that plus 10 right now. But typically with the Packers, it's always 3-1 in favor of their ticket count, even last week versus the Vikings, but just the big money came in on the other side. So we expect to see definitely a lot more Packer money come in, especially everybody out in the Wisconsin area to come in.
All right, Lamar, probably the biggest story out of last week was the injury to Dak Prescott. Cowboys hosting the Bengals this week, and that game opened at Cincinnati -1.5. It's since moved to Bengals -7.5. Now it's 6 points the standard for, you know, an above-average quarterback like Dak Prescott. And how much action have you seen on Dallas in this spot?
Absolutely. We haven't. All the money has been on Cincinnati, believe it or not. Mm. And when you're asking about the standard of the spread, it's basically who is the backup and who is the starter. So, you know, obviously if you go from Patrick Mahomes to Chase Daniels, it's going to be a big spread like that. This one might be a little bit inflated, a little bit more, because the Bengals coming off of that home loss last week. But the public is all over Cincinnati. They know that these guys aren't going to be in a Super Bowl funk. And, you know, realistically, you have to look at what Dallas has. I mean, they didn't stock up on the receivers in the offseason, and they didn't stock up on the offensive line. So it's going to be a tough sled for Cooper Rush, and that's what the public is betting.
No doubt. Last one from me, Trey Lance did not look good in Week 1 against the Bears. Afterwards, there were guys who covered the team who were blaming the performance on the rain. Well, it's supposed to rain again on Sunday when the Niners host the Seahawks. I think Seattle's +8.5 could be the side here. Where are the sharps on this game?
No sharp play on this right now, but the money is coming in on Seattle. It's about 3-1 on tickets right now. Not big money, but still coming in on Seattle. So we'll see what happens with the sharps closer to game time, as they like to bounce around on Sunday and keep us on our toes here on Sunday. But right now, 3-1 in favor of Seattle on that money line, on the ticket, sorry.
All right, Lamar, before we let you go, you know I love boxing. Huge fight for you guys tomorrow night in Vegas. Triple G and Canelo for the third time. So first, tell us about the action you're getting on the fight. And second, I know I ask you all the time, but please set the scene for our listeners who've never been to Vegas for a big fight weekend. I mean, there's really nothing like it. So give me those two answers.
You're absolutely right. I mean, right now, money, heavy money coming in on 3G. Ticket count's about 6-1. We'll probably need Canelo for the fight because everybody's going to take that plus money at 340 on 3G. The scene is standing room only in the sports book, which the fight will be shown at MGM Grand in the sports book over there. And Aria, we're going to show it over there as well, too, Park and New York, New York. So it is the biggest event as far as when you get a great boxing match like this. It's the creme de la creme. It's the Kentucky Derby. It's the Pro Football Championship. It's everything. You know, everybody comes dressed to the nine. And it's a crazy environment. You just can't believe how much excitement is in the room when these guys are fighting.
All right, that is our man Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother.
Yes, enjoy, have a great weekend
and enjoy the football.
Thanks, fellas. You guys have a good weekend. Good luck.
Yep. NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday, getting you ready for the weekend, hoping you have a great one. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how Discover makes it easy for you to redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Isn't there some music or something?
Need to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
Yeah, very nice of you, Chris Broussard, to point out when Alex, you know, messes something up.
No,
that's really
I
cool.
Was just, right. I was actually, typical, it's been so long.
Typical Chris Broussard.
It's just talent these days, man.
Yes.
Like, no, I was wondering, do we have a thing?
You know, and you don't even know, Chris, I ran in there and pressed the button for Alex. That's the kind of talent I am. Right, Alex? Because I don't want you to look bad.
don't we have something
Alex
there,
was in the crates. He was in the crates. That's weird.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Bad. I actually had Rob's brigade of his students in here, and I was teaching them the insight to radio. Me and Rob G were giving them the juice, how to get the best radio on the in the history of radio, and Chris out here calling me out.
Yeah, Chris out here.
Look, I hate to break it to y'all. Those weren't students. Those are three guys Rob before the show.
He gave them each $20.
Right, exactly. Come in and act like you're my students.
He gave them $20 and 15% off getrob.com.
You know what I love, though? Right. I'm going to be honest, seriously, real quick. What I love the most is that they just weren't interested in, like, what we do, Chris. Like, they wanted to know, like, what – am I right? Didn't they ask you a lot of questions?
The production
they
really staff, did. Yep.
They wanted to know, like, the rest of the radio.
How it gets put on.
Yep.
All right, so let's get to it. Picking NFL games against the spread, week two. Rough week one for you guys. Both of you went 2-3, so hopefully we can get back on track here.
Rob will take that.
Let's get started. Rob's game number one. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks, 2.5-point road favorites in New Orleans, who always plays them tough. Chris, who do you like?
You know, I hate to go against Brady. I did it last week, and it cost me. But Godwin's out. Donovan Smith probably out. I'm going with New Orleans. They've owned Tampa Bay, even with Brady there in the regular season. So I that might be the reason I should go with Tampa Bay, but I'm going to go with New Orleans.
And we got to go through these fast. I'm picking the Saints. They own Brady and the too many injuries for the Bucs.
Game number two, we talked about it with Lamar Mitchell. Patriots, 2-point road favorites in Pittsburgh against the Steelers, who just forced 5 Joe Burrow turnovers. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I'm going with the Patriots. I just the Steelers – they got 5 turnovers and struggled to win that game. I don't have much faith in them. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. I know they don't have TJ Watt, but they're tough at home. Even in bad years, they're tough at home. I got Pittsburgh in this.
Doesn't matter who you like. Take the under in that game. That's all I'm going to say.
Definitely under.
Game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff. You're on the iCouple picking NFL games against the spread. Tua and the Dolphins traveling out to take on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, 3.5-point home favorites, according to BetMGM. Chris, who do you like?
I'm surprised they're only 3.5-point favorites, but I think Baltimore is going to win this fairly comfortably, but I got Baltimore.
I like the Ravens as well. At home, I like what they saw. They beat up on the Jets. They let them know you're not winning. And I like the Ravens.
All right, we got a big point spread here in Los Angeles. The Falcons traveling to take on Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Rams, 10-point home favorites, according to BetMGM. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I can't bet the Falcons. I didn't remember when I used to keep betting on them, and they kept – I just can't bet on them.
It's a lot of points,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, I know, but the Rams got embarrassed after the whole week one, after winning the Super Bowl and looked bad. I think they went by 2 touchdowns. I don't have any faith in the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the Rams want to send a message that what happened against Buffalo isn't who they are. So they coming out strong. I got the Rams.
All right, if you both got the Rams in this one, I'm sure you got the other side. And Bears at Packers, Aaron Rodgers and the fellas, 10-point home favorites. There's no way you're both picking double-digit favorites. Or maybe you are. Chris, who do you like?
I am.
You're crazy.
I think Aaron Rodgers owns Chicago. I know, you know, he might be without Alan Lazard again. Looks like he will. But I think they figure it out against Chicago, and I'm going with Green Bay.
I am too. After that terrible performance, there's no way they're going to have another stinker like that. They'll put up some points. And that kid won't miss a 75-yard touchdown.
Just got a text from Lamar Mitchell. Thanks for the picks. We got a new tower going up at the MGM.
Oh, man.
All right. That's the Pigskin Pickoff. Rob, what you got planned this weekend? Anything
nothing.
Special?
Just chilling. Zero. Can you believe it? Not going out of town. Just football this weekend. I'm going to chill.
Enjoy yourself. Cook some lobster at home.
Yeah, very nice.
Have a good time.
All right, you too.
All right, y'all. Rob G, Alex, Steve, everybody have a great weekend. All the listeners out there, you too. We'll see you on Monday. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. They bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.